The book is built on a basic premise. How you do something is more important than what you do. Knowing how to learn is the ultimate transferable skill. If you've mastered the deep learning mindset, you'll never wonder, does this apply to my situation, or how can I make this work for my goals? Because you'll have developed the very mindset that allows you to identify, cultivate, and apply the core principles to every learning situation. In these chapters, we'll discover the exact attitude, mindset, and core beliefs that are most reliably associated with high performance, and why most of us get it wrong. We'll explore how learning actually occurs, and how to maximize that process using simple, evidence-based approaches. We'll understand why you slip, plateau, procrastinate, stall, or fall off the wagon entirely, and easy ways to prevent it ever happening again. Yes, really. Find out why cramming, rote memorization, punishing schedules, and exhaustion just don't work, and what does. See how conventional learning techniques are letting you down, and how you may already be using superior learning techniques without even knowing it. And we'll learn how to create robust, lasting memories that really stick without force. All we need to begin is the willingness to make a decision, to choose internally to say to ourselves, yes, I'm ready to learn. Are you ready to take that first step? Deep learning is not about what you do, but how you think. Let's dig in and start laying that foundation. Chapter 1, The Deep Learning Mindset. The power of a growth mindset in achieving deep learning. No matter what your ability is, effort is what ignites that ability and turns it into accomplishment. Carol Dweck. In 2007, author and psychologist Carol Dweck published the best-selling book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. She wanted to answer a question you may have also asked. Why do some people succeed so phenomenally in life, even when other more intelligent and more talented people don't? Dweck's research led her to a simple premise. Success is not just about ability. It's about how you think about ability. Dweck found consistent patterns in the way her own students approached their learning, in the attitudes they held, in the beliefs that guided them. Some students saw intelligence and ability as unchangeable and innate, just something you're born with. Dweck called this constellation of beliefs a fixed mindset. Other students saw intelligence and ability as things to be acquired and developed, something you can work for, even if you don't have it to begin with. Dweck called this constellation of beliefs a growth mindset. There's something very profound in Dweck's observations. The biggest detriment of our success with learning may actually be whether we believe that learning is possible in the first place. Is intelligence an aptitude inborn, or is it acquired? Your answer to this single question, Dweck claims, is a better predictor of your success than any intelligence or aptitude you actually possess. Why? Because from this single root belief branches many others. If you have a fixed mindset, you believe that intelligence and ability are unchangeable. What does that imply? Well, there's no real point in trying, because you'll only fail and embarrass yourself. Challenges are evidence that you're at a limit you can't go beyond, so you may as well give up and stick with what you know. If other people have been lucky and blessed with talent where you haven't, your only option is to be jealous of how unfair that is. You're born with it or you aren't. End of story. That means that if people offer feedback or criticism, they're actually attacking you as a person. Frustration, uncertainty, and difficulty, these are unpleasant and to be avoided. Why bother when your fate is predestined? If you're meant to do something, then it should be easy. If it's hard, that's proof it's not for you. Your core belief about intelligence and ability shapes your beliefs about failure, hard work, and effort, and that shapes how you respond to failure, how hard you work, and what efforts you make. Talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy.